Hello, this is Bill Lytell with some wisdom for your walk. I wanted to share another personal type of podcast today. A thought I had through the years. I've been at Gospel Baptist coming up in March on 44 years. I preached the third Sunday that the group met together that wanted to start a church in North Bonita, and I preached the fifth Sunday they wanted to meet together. I joined up with them the third month that they had been meeting. They did not have a senior pastor, so I preached for them until we got a senior pastor, Pastor Harry McKinney, for about 11 years. I worked under him as his assistant. As I think in my mind about the church and those years we had together all these years, I miss people. There's certain people I just miss. There's been a lot of people come and go. There's been a whole lot of folks come and go through Gospel Baptist Church. We at one time were running 500 to 600 people on a Sunday over and over and over again for numbers of years. And so I've had a lot of people come and go. We're in a kind of tourist area, and we have people coming from up north all over the place, from foreign countries. Germany, we've seen people saved come over here from Germany. It's amazing. I have some people coming from Poland right now that are saved people. We've had foreign mission work, if you could say that, in the little Gospel Baptist Church. But I was the other day, I was just missing some people. I miss Bob Rose. Bob Rose, an old oil driller, a roughneck tool pusher, as they call him. He drilled for oil his whole life. Bob was a little rough around the edges, but he loved God, and he loved the Bible, and he loved the church. He would throw these fish fries where he and his wife, Marilyn Rose, would invite 20, 30 people over to their house and have fresh deep-fried fish and fresh-cut potatoes, you know, French fries and special salad that they'd make and special onion rings with a dip on them. Man, I don't know what he did for them things. They were delicious. But you know what? Bob Rose would go door-to-door with us, even though he couldn't hear very well. He couldn't really walk real well. And for 20-some-odd years, he stayed with us before he went to heaven, and he helped us at the church. I miss Bob Rose. I miss him. Another man was Don Woodard. Don Woodard wasn't saved until later in life. He was about 60 years old. He was a rouser up to that point. When he got saved, God softened that old hard-hearted sinner and got him to where he was tender, and he'd often cry about the Word of God and the things of God. He would lock and unlock at the church. Now, as a preacher, I can't tell you how much I appreciate people who would just make a job their own. He was there at 6:30 in the morning, unlocked all the doors, got things going, got the ACs on. When everybody was leaving, he'd wait till the end and turn all the lights off, lock everything back up, turn the airs off, make sure the place was tidied up, alarm was on. Don Woodard, he'd go door to door with us. He couldn't talk real well. He wasn't a conversationalist, but he did the best he could. He loved God, encouraged this preacher. I miss old Don Woodard. I miss old Jim McCullum, Beth McCullum. They were founding deacon. He was a founding deacon, and Beth was his wife, and they were just totally all in the local church. I mean, they were all in Gospel Baptist Church. They gave everything. They had people over for dinner. They went door to door when a hospital calls. He was always the first in line if you wanted to do something. Hey, brother, you want to do it? Yeah, I'm doing it. Everybody's busy. You know, some people say, I'm too busy to do it. You know, you just don't have the right priority. These people's priority was God, the local church. And their priority was to do something for the local church and God, the kingdom of God, to make a difference. And I tell you one thing, they made a difference at Gospel Baptist Church in their lives. And I miss old Jim McCullum. I miss his encouragement all the time. He'd say, hey, let's go soul winning. And Jim McCullum would always lead singing, clap his hands together, and be excited about the singing of the hymns of the Lord. And just wanted to just look for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ long in heaven. Beth McCullum outlived him. She played our piano and organ for like 12 years and just a blessing. She did the books, kept the books. This is something nobody sees this. Kept the financial records of the church for 12 years. I mean, just an impeccable job. That's before computers. She did an old ledger style, kept just impeccable records. Man, I mean, just tremendous work. Played the organ, played the piano, would help in the choir, work tirelessly for cantatas on Christmas time, went door to door with us, did ladies' meetings, visited the hospitals. You know, I miss Beth McCullum. Dick Carr, World War II, old boy. He was a bombardier and flew 35 missions over Germany. And he got saved 60 years old, old rough neck. He got born again. God tendered the boy's heart. He got where he'd cry about the things of God. And he started memorizing all kinds of scripture, memorized Psalm 90, memorized Psalm 91, memorized Psalm 100, all the and he'd be able to recite them. He lived 80 years old. He loved the local church, loved this preacher, encouraged us, would go door to door with us. He wasn't very good at explaining the gospel, but he'd do the best he could. And, you know, he was a busy man like everybody else busy. What's the difference between busy people that almost do nothing for the local church and almost have no involvement in the local church and the things of God and these people? It was a priority. They made serving God number one priority. Dick Carr, I miss him. The Bible says in Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. When life's all said and done, it's what you did for the Lord does count. One life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. My mother had that written in the front of her Bible that she got saved October 1953, and she had that little poem there. When she died, I had not looked in her Bible. It was none of my business to be looking through her Bible. So when she died, I got her Bible for her funeral to look through it to see if I had anything I could contribute. And at the funeral, I found that, where she wrote, saved October 1953, and had that little poem. I'm going to ask you this question as you're listening to this. What are you doing for the local church? When you die, will your local church preacher miss you? Will he miss you like I miss Bob Rose, Jim McCullum, Beth McCullum, Don Woodard, Ernie Stewart. I didn't even talk about him. Ernie Stewart was a deacon, helped us build their property. He was a contractor, sacrificially donated his time to draw the plans up, get the contractors together, build the buildings. Many of the buildings we have are built by Ernie Stewart. He's in heaven. I miss old Ernie Stewart. Will you be missed like Dick Carr was missed? And will you be missed? What are you doing? It says, whatsoever ye do, Colossians 3:23, whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. Put Jesus number one. Put the local church right at the top of your priority list. Now, people will know. You know, people talk a lot, but it's what you do that makes a difference. These people didn't talk much about serving the Lord. They just served the Lord. They didn't go around and say, hey, God's number one priority in my life. They showed us that God was number one priority in their life. They showed us. Now, you can come up with all kinds of alibis and reasons, excuses, but Jesus Christ died for the local church. That's the way he established. He established local church as a maturing station, as a place for new believers to be grown and nurtured in the Lord. The local church is irreplaceable. The local church, New Testament, is massive, massively important. I just wanted to challenge your thinking a little bit. Maybe you're already there. Maybe when you die, the preacher's going to, man, they're going to miss you. You want to be missed. You want to be missed. I want to work in such a way and serve in such a way that when I'm gone, people say, man, I miss Bill Lytell. Not because it's Bill Lytell, but the Lord Jesus that saved Bill Lytell is who gets the glory for the good things that may come through my life. May the Lord help you and bless you and keep you. A little bit of wisdom for your walk.